That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You know the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry proclaims you can't say Happy New Year after a certain day?
I mean, everything about Curb Your Enthusiasm is the best.
Well, it's only January 3rd. I can still say it. Happy New Year, Emisha.
Happy New Year, Malls.
You know, it's going to be just the two of us today, and we can still be talking about the new year. But by next week, we will stop. We thought a lot about this episode. We were going to actually bring on an expert and talk about all the things, but we thought just Em and I would be a better way to start off the new year, just the two of us, and talk all things goals, resolutions, 2023, all the things you don't want to talk about, all the promises you probably are going to break. We were first going to make this episode about new year, new us, but as we got to thinking, we're not committing to a new us because it's just, honestly, it's unrealistic, and quite frankly, we're pretty happy with the way we are. We could just use a few improvements. Small tweaks, sure. We all can. So this episode is really about new year, same us.
But just evolving.
Yeah, just a little better. Like evolving. Because it's too much weight to have huge goals and I don't know. It's
you kind of feel
expectations.
Crummy.
You feel
when you don't hit them.
When you don't hit them. So who here is actually stuck to their New Year's resolution? I think no one. It's new year, new us, just a little bit better. And so
not new us, because we like us.
New year, same us.
New year, same us, but 2.0.
We're going to be 2.3.
Because 23? 2.3.
2.23. We just thought we kind of break it down into like a little bit of goals and resolutions. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about being more proactive. A lot of people talk the talk, but you have to set things in motion if you want them to happen. And I did that well last year, and I wanted to extend that. And that was a bit of a goal. I wanted to put my production company, really, you know, dive in, take it serious. And I really felt like I did that.
You're
and
a doer.
I'm a doer. But the goal is like, and I wanted everyone to know, it's like you have to put things in action if you want to make them happen. And it doesn't happen overnight. But you have to, you can't just talk the talk. You've got to set goals. You've got to, like, whatever your project or your passion or something you want to do, you've got to set it in motion. You've got to try to make it happen little by little. And so I thought, with my company, I did a really good job with that, you know, and I was happy that we got things off the ground. Some things didn't happen, but other things did. I was really happy about that. I think it's hard because a lot of people talk about all their different things, but they never actually put it in
motion.
They
don't actually do it. And I think people wait for things to fall into their lap. And I think that never happens. I think the most successful people are the ones that actually go, okay, I have this idea, but I'm going to, to your point, be proactive and
follow through with it. I think so many people start the year off as like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But like, try to be really realistic with what you want to do and how you do it. I think if you simplify it down, because
I know a lot of people who do a lot of different things, but they can't actually get anything done, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Or they're like, I'm going to do this, and then they kind of just don't follow
well,
through.
Well, I think to your point, set realistic goals, right? So be proactive, but like don't like last year you had a plan to start this business, and you were realistic about what it was going to take. Because if you don't do that, I think you can set yourself up for disappointment. That applies to everything in life, whether it's setting up a company or losing weight, whatever it is that you're doing. You don't say I'm going to lose 50 pounds. You say I'm going to lose 5 pounds. And once I've lost the 5 pounds, I'm going to lose another 5. And I think that's helpful.
I think that's so true, because it really does follow probably pretty much into every category of your life, is being proactive. And, you know, we and Emisha and I were very proactive within our health, of getting our blood taken, you know, doing our checkups. And those really can make a huge difference in your life. And
they can save your life.
And they can save your life. But really, I think this year, you know, our message to our listeners is, be proactive. Take ownership in your life.
Be your own advocate.
And be your own advocate, whether it be through your health. And it's like she said, it's not about losing 50 pounds. If you want to lose 50, start with 5, start with 10. My aunt, I've told this story, she would have like 5-pound bags of flour, 5-pound, my Aunt Sally, God bless her, 5-pound bags of sugar. And she would line them up, 5, 10, 15, 20. She had 50 flour or sugar bags, because mentally and visually you could see it.
Yeah.
But start small.
Start
you
small.
You know, I think that's a big one. I think everyone
I love
can.
That.
I do too. And
I like your next one.
Self-care.
I'm into that one.
Taking the time to get mentally strong. If you're mentally strong, it can help in any situation you find yourself in. Not waiting, which a lot of us do, for something bad to happen to get yourself there. For instance, last year, I waited a really long time to do my back. And I have to say, I'm not out of the woods yet. It's only been a few months, but I think I'm 90% there. And, you know, I'm in the middle of PT. And, you know, taking care of yourself is really important, because as you know, when you get a cold or you get sick or something bad happens, you realize how fragile it mm-hmm. is. So take care and really try. And I know it's hard, and I'm actually giving this speech to myself. So invest in self-care. Invest in taking moments, whether it's screaming in the pantry, setting up boundaries, detoxing, adding friendships in your life that you probably were like, I don't have time last year, but maybe I need this friend at this moment. But self-care, going for 2 days with your girlfriends, on a trip.
It's not about getting your highlights or your nails done. I call that maintenance.
That's maintenance. That's very different.
That is very different. The notion that we need to check in with ourselves to know what triggers us into getting upset or spiraling or whatever it is. And I think that's self-care, is like knowing ourselves and taking those moments.
I went back to therapy last year, and I think it's the best thing I've, you know, because I can be obsessive compulsive and like Emisha spiral, and just that weekly check-in where it's all about me. I can ask ridiculous questions. I can ask, be crazy, be whatever it is. I'm taking care of my mental health. And I have to say, it makes me a better mom. I get to ask her questions about, how do I deal with this? How do I help my children get through this? And so it's just a great outlet. And I firmly believe if you guys can take time for yourself every day, even if it's 5 minutes, I do think it's worth it.
I sit in my car in the driveway before I walk in the house. And I scroll my Instagram, and I sit on the phone, and I can sit there sometimes for 20 minutes. And that's my self-care.
It can be anything. It can be reading a book. It can be watching mm-hmm. a movie. It can be watching shows. It can be having sex in the closet. Anything you want to do, there's no judgment around it. It's what makes you feel good. But just really give yourself that moment to have that outlet, I think, is so important. And I, you know, we're giving ourselves permission, and I think that's going to be our 2.0, our 2023, is just to really allow that permission, because I don't know why we fucking feel so guilty all the time. I'm like,
that's just the job of a mom.
That's just the job of a mom, you know, and I'm trying to, which leads me to my next one. It's all about self-check-in. So before I lose my shit on someone, because Emisha knows I can lose my fucking shit.
No.
I can take it and I can take it and I can take it. I am a true Gemini. And then I lose
the switch
my
gets
mind.
Flipped.
switch. Well, it's because don't mistake my kindness for people.
Weakness,
like,
totally.
You know, if I say do something and they're like, oh, she doesn't really mean it. Like, no, I actually mean it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. So take time to self-check yourself. Being comfortable with my new normal. We all have one. Having to adjust constantly. And I think consistency is key, but self-awareness, checking yourself, checking others, checking your relationship. Checking in is your two words of 2023.
Yeah.
Start your morning off. How do you feel? What are you going to do? And I think surround yourself, and that's really can be tricky because things aren't easy. And certain friends will add to your life and certain friends won't. Certain family members will step up to the plate and certain family members won't. And I think just really checking in and also
knowing yourself.
Speaking up and knowing yourself. Like, but speaking like I'm having a hard time. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm going to do more of. Cause I think I lose my shit on Stuber and I'm like, he looks at me like, what's happened? Like, she's fucking crazy, right? Like,
well, cause we try to do it all. And then when we realize that we can't, we get frustrated and they just think we're happily going along our merry way. And then we're like, hell no. We need you.
Yeah. And I think you realize like the kids were really sick the last little bit of school and, you know, to not have any breath from when you wake up till you go to sleep. Like totally. The one great thing is them now being in school. You do get that moment to cram everything in, to compartmentalize, to figure out what you need to do and then time for themselves. That's why I got the office last year.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to use the office this year.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's again, it's what do you need to be your best self?
I like that.
Coming out of the holidays, we're probably all feeling like we need a little bit of a reset. I know I do. Maybe it's from being overly indulgent on New Year's Eve or just enjoying the past week with our families. All this to say, we all know the new year is the perfect time to get things back on track. And with Array, I feel like I can maintain that on a daily basis. Let me tell you a little bit about them. For those of you who might not be familiar, Array was founded on a simple principle to help women feel their best. Formulated by naturopathic doctors, they created 100% natural supplements with real results. Array's product line is comprised of three products, their Bloat, Calm, and Sleep Alchemy capsules that help to solve everyday problems that women constantly deal with. Bloat, anxiety, insomnia. Sound familiar? I love that these supplements are laxative-free, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, filter-free, nut-free, cruelty-free, and non-habit-forming, which is really important. I specifically want to talk about the Bloat capsules, which are a blend of 5 herb and 1 fruit-based digestive enzyme that targets bloat so you feel relief quickly. It addresses all possible causes of bloating, which means reducing heartburn, speeding up the breakdown of your food, and gas prevention. I take 2 to 3 bloat capsules right after eating, and I can feel immediate relief to my digestion. Whatever I've just eaten, maybe it's pasta or pizza or something really healthy like kale or salad, it works across the board. And I find just because I'm eating healthy doesn't mean bloating is necessarily out of the equation. We keep these in our offices as well, which the team loves and takes often. Go to Array.com and use code LIPSTICK at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase and a free sleep mini. So here's the thing, the hard, cold truth. I'm just going to give it to you straight. It's basically impossible to get all the nutrients you need from your diet 100% of the time. Do you guys know that? No matter how healthy you think you're eating, it's likely not enough. I mean, don't let this deter you. And by all means, keep eating healthy. But just know that this is where supplements come into the picture. Enter Ritual. And their multivitamin that focuses on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps to support foundation health. You guys, I love this brand. I have been using this brand for over a year now, and I think you will too. So this is what I love about Ritual, and essential for women 18 and over. And yes, I'm still in the 18 plus category. First of all, let's start light. And then we can go a little bit deeper. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to start with their packaging because it's amazing. It's clear and airy and their capsules are yellow. I like being able to see what I'm taking and it doesn't hurt that it makes me happy to look at too. Now on to more serious matters. It really is so important to take a multivitamin for a myriad of reasons. It's an easy thing to overlook, but if you're going to take anything, it should really be something that has numerous benefits and functions. Let me tell you about what it does and how it works. Ritual uses high-quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms, and there are 9 key nutrients in the 2 capsules I take every single day. The capsules have a minty essence in every bottle that keeps everything fresh and makes taking your multivitamin definitely more enjoyable. Love a good bonus in anything. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health, which is so important, you guys. Great news, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/lipstick to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
I think, you know, our goals are very similarly aligned. I mean, mine are different, but mine to start with are being present. After a tumultuous, to say the least, 22, a lot of stress and worrying. And I think regardless of what has happened, I always tend to worry about tomorrow and next week and next month and what's, you know, the next 6 months going to look like or what's going to happen next week. Or I think a lot of us are guilty of that. And I know I am as a mother. I want to be more present in the moment. So instead of worrying about tomorrow, I want to just remember what's happening right this second. And the other flip side of that to me, too, is I sometimes find like my phone is always with me. And I really need to do a better job of being around my children and my phone not being around me, because I think that habit is something that is going to bite me in the ass one day when they have their phones, because they'll be like, well, you have your phone on you all the time. Why can't I have my phone on me all the time? So
Gray Stuber, who turns 6 in a few days, he'll literally be like, I'm on my phone. I'm Molly Sims. Oh, I'm on my phone. Yeah. I'm Molly Sims. I'm a model. I'm Molly Sims. I'm like, what? Who are you?
Yeah. And it's true.
It's me.
And that's the thing. It's like they see that and I need to be present. I need to not be living on. And I find myself sometimes. Do you know what I actually did one day? Not even kidding. I tapped my book because I thought it was my phone. It was such a habit. I was tapping a book because I thought I would like it would light up and tell me what time it was. But it's like a habit. But I think that's what happens, is that we become so addicted and the phones become such a like it's a crutch. It's like attached to me. It's like a tentacle. And the kids see it. Like I lay in bed every single night with our girls and we watch a TV show. Maeve now has taken to reading Harry Potter, so she's like off on her own. But, you know, I don't really give a shit about watching Octonauts, but like, you know what's going to make my kids happy? So maybe I don't need to
go
to the Wordle.
Do baking shows.
We do watch, but Lily doesn't like baking shows. She's too young. She's like, she literally goes, baking is boring. So it's a fight every night.
She's fine.
You know, anyhow.
Baking is not boring.
Being present for me between not worrying and worrying about the future and not sitting on my phone, those are the two things that I'm really going to make a practice with in my house for sure.
But I also think having the time before they come home, you need that time to get your work done.
Totally.
Like I feel like the last 6 months I've been at home, I've been dealing with some health issues and had the back surgery and had a couple other things happen. And so I felt like I had no, so as much as I, there's a difference in being there and being present.
Totally. I need to be present sometimes. I can, you know, I'll give you a great example. I can sit on the couch with Mike and be like, hey, how was your day? And he's, you know, he's either like in the mood to talk or he's not in the mood to talk.
You know, that's so funny. He is really like that. He can talk me.
He'll talk your ear off. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, I've opened the can of worms. Now he's not going to stop talking. Now I just want to be on Instagram. And, oh, my God. He's still going.
He's a good talker.
But he's
your
a great talker.
Amazing, though.
He really is. He's awesome. Awesome. But then he loses me. And then I'm like, okay, I need to stay focused. I need to stay focused. So that's my point, is sometimes I just lose focus. I mean, maybe he's talking about the bond market, which I have no idea about. Anyhow, onwards and upwards, guys.
You guys, I'm laughing so hard because you don't, what I love about, can I just talk about Mike for 1 second? What I love about him, he's so empathetic. The eyes can well up. I'm like, I mean, I can't even look at him. I love him.
He's a good man. We got a good egg. Continuing my health journey. So I will tell you guys, as Molly knows, I was basically a walking garbage disposal.
Not a garbage disposal.
No, not like I wouldn't like eat like scraps.
But you know what it is? It didn't bother you. And now it does.
And now I'm just more aware. And I think I've started to really take care of my health and, you know, not to be like, I lost weight. But I did. And it's important. I also realized how quickly you can gain it back. And, you know, I gained a few pounds back and that kind of was alarming. So then I was like, ooh, hold on, got to rein it back in. And really kind of learning how, as I have aged, my metabolism has shifted and the things that I need to do to take better care of my body and what that means and how to take care of it, what to eat, what not to eat. And I really have overhauled those habits in my life. And I will be turning 45 this summer. So my goal truly is, not in like a physical way. I mean, obviously that's like a nice side effect, but like I really want to feel like I am the healthiest, best version of myself when I turn 45. So that is absolutely one of my goals. And then there's a lot of goals I have, but I've just really narrowed them down. Letting go. And by that, I mean letting go of always wanting to control and do everything because I can also be a martyr. And, you know,
you're not a martyr.
No, but I get pissed.
You're not a martyr, though.
I feel the need to have to do everything because I just like to control it.
But I don't think that you feel like you have to do it. I think it's just, that's what we do. We're so used to doing it.
Like everybody's like, well, why don't you go? And listen,
why don't you just go, like Scott will be like, why don't you just go on a girls trip? Like, really? You think I can go on a girls trip right now in the midst of everything going on? That's being like, okay, you fine. Go to Alaska.
Yeah, I mean,
that bothers me more than it. Literally, go to Alaska. I'm sure your bosses would love that.
I mean,
no, but he'll say things like, you know, you just that doesn't help me.
No, I get it, but for me, I like get really riled up internally and go, I feel sorry for myself because I'm like, I'm doing it all. I'm like, I wake up in the morning and I make the kids breakfast and I make the kids lunch and then I take them to school. And I'm very fortunate. I have help and she's wonderful and I wouldn't be able to do anything that I do without having her in our life. But, you know, I preface this by saying because I feel like I've you know, some people can get snarky and go, oh, she has a nanny. But you know what? I also don't have any family around us. So literally there is not a person around us.
Ruti is your family.
She is our family. 100%.
I mean, Amy and Selma and our family. Like our family.
But people sometimes can be like, oh, they have nannies. And and there's such a stigma associated with that. But it's like, guess what? I would much rather have my mom, who unfortunately is no longer alive, but I would much rather have a family member that I could call and be like, hey, can you watch the kids tonight? We're gonna go out for dinner. We don't have that. So we don't have help unless we pay for it. And so, you know,
and I will
that's
tell
just
you,
me sidelining.
No, but consistency is everything within 100%. Your family. So whether it's a nanny, a babysitter, a friend, a best friend, a cousin, a grandmother, consistent. I mean,
kids need that.
But what I don't like is when people pretend they don't have help.
Oh yeah, but those are the same people who get resentful when you say you have a nanny.
I know. It's weird.
Anyhow, I digress. Sorry, but my point is letting go, and what I mean by that is actually letting people, like when Mike is like, hey, let me go to the grocery store and pick up a few things and I'll make dinner tonight. I need to be like, yeah, could you do that for me, please? Because instead I go, oh, no, it's okay, I'll go because I like still need to grab like a few other things and da-da-da. I need to be like, yeah, you know what? Can you also grab me these 6 things and give it to him? Mm-hmm. I am not good at that. I'm not good at delegating. That's the point.
So, I mean, Stuber just went last month with Brooks to Baltimore and Delaware. I mean, when I tell you, we granimaled literally typed everything out. The first aid kit, the lacrosse, I took off the helmets. It's like I'm a mechanic. The jerseys, separated them from the socks, from the thing. Literally, I'm like, there's no way he's going to make it. Of course he's going to make it. He'll figure it out. But again, it's me trying to control it.
Yep, same thing. I came out here, I felt the same exact need to like be like, I was literally walking through the kitchen of your house and dictating instructions into my watch of like what Mike had to do with the kids so he didn't forget. But you know what? And if he did forget, it wouldn't have been the end of the world.
No,
but,
I know.
You know, he would have learned and wouldn't make that mistake. It's just, it's a control thing. And I think that I have to learn to let go because I just, then it's like a double-edged sword. I end up pissing my own self off and then I'm resentful.
And we kind of wanted to close because we both have this last kind of resolution is that being positive goes a very, very long way.
We're both positive people.
Be positive this year, people. Even when the fucking shit hits the fan, it is a moment. It might be a month. It might be a day. You might have a shitty hour. Your boyfriend might break up with you. You might lose your job. Your boss might yell at you. A family member might get sick. You might be sick, but it's a moment. And if you can look at that moment and try to come out of it with positivity, there is scientific evidence about being positive and the energy that you put towards something, thinking about it and being positive can have massive benefits.
I couldn't agree more. And I will say this to further what you just said. I think being positive and for me personally, having faith has been incredibly restorative in this year for me. I sometimes think that we as people can like live our life in this really wonderful lane of like, ah, everything is going so well and like my life is so perfect and I have no one to thank myself. And when shit does hit the fan or something happens, you know, you find yourself, to me, I found myself turning to faith. And, you know, I think, and when I say that, it's believing in someone other than myself that there is a divine plan for me that I have zero control over. And for the person who wants to control everything, I have to have faith that there is a plan and these things are happening to me for a reason and that it does all work out. And I do believe if I look back on my past and everything that has happened in my life to this point, everything, I do think everything happens for a reason.
I do. And I'm the same. I have a lot of faith. And, you know, I think we're going to leave you with one word: to be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. And it can carry you far. Be grateful. And, you know, if you just remember that one word, you know, we have, as a society, we have become very divisive. We have, it is really been very saddening to me about how our country has been so incredibly torn apart.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and at the end of the day, we're all in this together. You might be left, you might be right, you might be straight down the middle in what you believe and how you believe it. But I think instead of being so divisive, if we could all just be grateful for what we have and come together, maybe not always on each other's side, but somehow find a way to come together, we can go a long way.
Then this might be a really good year.
And it might just be a really good year because Emisha and I are going to have a fucking amazing 2023. We're going to actually cheers.
We are going to cheers.
It's January 3rd.
Happy New Year.
Here we go. Happy 23. Someone's got a big birthday this year and she's going to live it up. I might be on a camel. I'm just saying, people, I might be on a camel. It's a big year. Big things are going to happen. Happy New Year to Lipstick on the Rim, to our listeners. It's the last time we're going to say it. We're not going to say it next week. But thank you guys for everything. And
here's to a great year for you guys.
Here's to a great year for you guys. We're going to have amazing people on this year. You guys are going to be so excited. We're on this journey with you.
Love you.
Love you. Happy New Year. See you
Happy
next
New
week.
Year.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Ryan, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.